Masarire's friends in civic society have described her as a fearless warrior fighting for democracy in Zimbabwe. But the state sees her as an enemy, and she is currently languishing at Chikurubi Remand Prison following what police said were illegal protests that hit the country early this month. She allegedly violated some sections of the dreaded Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act. Masarire, a widow and former employee of the National Railways of Zimbabwe, had no steady income when she was netted by the police for allegedly taking part in the national protests. Her friend, Mandowa Maneju, admits that very little resources have been coming to help Masarira's children in Mutare, Manicaland province. Maneju told Studio 7 that while Linda is a non-protester who has been arrested several times in pro-democracy peaceful marches, she claims that on July the 6th, when she was stopped by the police, Masarira was going for a meeting in Harare Central Business District. Maneju said Masarira's family is suffering without their only breadwinner.
Linda have got 5 kids, and four of them are going to school, and one is not going to school. Is a 2-year-old. Now we are doing contribution for her to look for the money, but the money is not yet found for us to maintain the kids, because the kids have no food. There's nothing. She is the breadwinner, and they've got nothing to do. But during the incarceration, your kids are suffering more because there's nobody who is maintaining them.
Anna Kudza Dombo, who occupied Africa Unity Square during one of the protests, said Masarira has been unfairly treated by the state.
Linda is suffering too much because it's many, many days in the prison, so we wish him to come back and do our work again.
A local politician, Mona Lisa Sharara, believes Masarira is being allegedly ill-treated by the state to stop other women from engaging in peaceful protests.
She's a girl child suffering for airing her views and opinions of what's happening in Zimbabwe. I can say it's very unfair to women, and it's very intimidating to women. Because actually, the men are free and they actually do what they want, but us, if you are a woman and you try to air your view or your opinions, you find yourselves in the gutters, and that's unfair.
Masarira is set to appear in court tomorrow at Mbarema Street Courts. Sharare urged women and all pro-democracy activists to converge at the courts to give her moral support. Last Friday, her lawyers applied for the case to be taken to the Constitutional Court after Masarira was denied bail when several other protesters were released after posting bail. Authorities claimed they needed to confirm the existence of a warrant of arrest allegedly issued against her by the Mutarema Street Court over an undisclosed matter before making any further moves in her case. Naspa Manyau, who took part in the protest, vowed to continue fighting for the betterment of the future of Zimbabwe by taking government to task over issues that affect ordinary people. Manyau said Masarira's arrest and the suffering of her family has made the protesters stronger.
I was with Linda at the African Unity Square. We were occupying there for 16 days, 16 nights. And Linda, right now, she's suffering, as we all know that she's suffering. But as of now, I want to speak about Linda's life with us at the square. Linda is a kind-hearted lady. She's a God-fearing person. And Linda is brave. As far as I see it, these governments are trying to intimidate us as activists. They are just trying to intimidate us, but to tell the truth is we won't be intimidated. They've just given us power to fight because the struggle continues. Why are they doing this to Linda? Because they know that they are going to fall. But I say this time we are coming and we are never going to be intimidated. They might beat us. They might put us in jail. But we are going to fight as Zimbabweans, and we are going to mobilize people.
In Tafara High Density Suburbs, Studio 7 caught up with Brian Kasunzuma, one of the Occupy Africa Unit Square occupants, waving a Free Masarira placard. Kasunzuma said there's no going back on the protest, in which some Zimbabweans are demanding the resignation of President Robert Mugabe and the fulfillment of ZANU-PF's 2013 election promises to create millions of jobs.
I'm not happy with the way Linda case yendeo, particularly with the state. They know Linda is brave, so they try to suppress him. But we want to warn the state that you can arrest Linda, but you cannot arrest the spirit with Linda. Linda is fighting for a new Zimbabwe. Linda is fighting for a democratic Zimbabwe. So choose them. I want to encourage him. My fellow Zimbabweans, with Zimbabwe at heart, to come at Mbare Major Street Court in solidarity with Linda, to come and support Linda in their numbers. Let's come, guys. Time of fearing this regime has gone. Now it's time to stand up. Now it's time to fight for our rights. We know Mugabe used brutality, but if you remain in the home, we will give him the mileage that he doesn't have. So let's come in our thousands on Tuesday.
Pamela Mawire, another activist who was incarcerated with Masarira, warned the government that arresting peaceful protesters will not resolve Zimbabwe's social, economic and political crisis. Mawire said it is the desire of every Zimbabwean to get the nation working again.
That lady is facing false allegations in the courts. Our regime knows exactly why they are arresting Linda and us. They know that Linda has addressed the problems Zimbabweans are facing. And we want solutions. Linda is being arrested because she is asking for solutions to the problems that Zimbabweans are facing. Every Zimbabwean today is suffering. No food at home, no going to work, no going to school. Students are being abused. That is why Linda was fighting. Students, they are made to attend school, universities, paying huge amounts of money. At the end, they don't get jobs. It's wrong. And Linda is saying this must stop right now. All the ministries of Zimbabwe, they are not providing good services. They are now zanonized. We need a de-zanification of our government ministries. They lie. They are corrupt. They steal from people. And they are not ashamed. The government is feeling some kind of insecurity because of what they have done. So everyone they see, they arrest because they know that Linda's agenda is everyone's agenda.
For Masarira, life appears to be tough inside and outside remand prison, as her family is now struggling to make ends meet. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.